Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had, and the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day, and everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
8 minutes after 4 o'clock on this St. Paddy's Day. I hope you're already celebrating, whether it's St. Paddy's Day or Purim. I promise we're going to talk about the Jewish holiday of Purim in a minute. But friends, my goodness, what a week it's been. Yesterday, I was working from home in the morning, and then I went into the studio. And at some point during the day, I was hearing some construction outside of my home. And I went downstairs to make breakfast, you know, mid-morning, whatever it is. And, oh, friends, my goodness, I saw the most giant pieces of equipment that you can imagine. Like if you're building a home, construction equipment on my lawn. And you know what I didn't see? My lawn. Because there was like, it was like the Mississippi River had been dug in front of my house. There was no grass. There was no snow. There was nothing. There was just dirt and a giant hole. And I walked into my husband's office and I said, did you know this was happening? He goes, calm down. I know this is happening. I'm on it. I didn't want to bother you. I turned on my heel and I walked out. So what the hell is going on in my house? My husband, Mark Grossfield, handsome husband, as you know him, is joining us here because I went to work and complained all about it, but figured you got to get the whole scoop. So here, come over here, honey. What exactly is going on at our house?
So the our house was built in 1947. Uh-huh. And the sewer line was built in 1947.
Don't like where this is going?
And we had a backup. Uh-huh. We had a backup.
That was a fun day.
We had a backup, which is kind of disgusting.
We don't have a finished basement, folks. So one day we went down there and there was like water there. And then there were like what I thought were tissues, which apparently is not tissues. Right, babe?
So we don't want to talk about that.
Okay.
So anyway, they had to replace the sewer line. So they had to dig a trench. Okay. 6 feet wide.
Okay.
Take out the old sewer line, put in a new PVC pipe sewer and sewer line. And it's way bigger project than I thought it was going to be.
You think?
Yeah.
You think?
Now, what's crazy about it is we had bids from $7,500 to $32,000 to do the same job.
Okay. Hon, why did we get bids? Because the sewer line seems to be property of the city, because I don't remember ordering a sewer line. So who exactly is paying for this nice, fancy, new sewer line that I'll never see ever?
So we're paying for it.
Uh-huh.
But the city finances it, and it's interesting. A lot of cities do this. So whatever the cost is, they add it onto your taxes. They amortize it over 10 years at a very low interest rate. So you barely notice it. But yes, we are paying for it.
How much are we paying for the sewer line, babe?
We're not the $32,000.
Okay, I am impressed, though. First of all, thank you, babe, for doing all of this. Like, you've really, they're gone now. But are we getting the front yard back, or is it just going to be a ditch?
So the front yard's not going to look so good for a couple of years. Okay. So, and I'm not paying to sod it, okay? We're going to seed it, and it's going to grow in like crap, and then after a couple of years, it'll be beautiful.
Okay. I was impressed, though. They dug the whole ravine, and then they were done in a day. So that whole big project, they're not coming back, right, honey?
No, they're done. They're amazing. I can't believe how good a job they did. And they had to take out a shrub, and they put it back. However, they did cut 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 sprinkler lines.
Oh, God, help us.
So we have to fix those.
Well, we don't have any grass to water anyway, so we're good.
We should be fine.
Wait, before you leave, David, I know I was complaining about this to David last night. David, do you have any questions for Handsome Husband?
Well, I want to know how they decide that it's your responsibility versus the city's, because there's got to be a line, right, where the city's sewer goes down the street and then yours forks off from that. So when they go and assess a problem, how do they decide that it's your fault versus the city's responsibility?
He's asking how they decided it was our fault instead of the city's, because it's a sewer line that then goes to our property. Why do we have to pay for it? Why is that our problem?
It's not a matter of whose fault it is. It's a matter of policy in the city. So it's just the way it is, you know. And, you know, because this is also the holiday of Purim, I have to say, I was in no control of this. I had nothing to do with it. I didn't cause it. I didn't break it. I'm not responsible for it. It's an act of
God. It's an act of God. Okay. So thanks, hon. Appreciate it. So, David, I mean, I'll have to tweet out a picture. The whole front yard completely torn up and, you know, dug in there, got the job done all in one day. But there must have been 20 guys, and it was all up and down the whole street. And I had to go to my neighbor to take a shower because obviously they shut all the water off. So I couldn't even brush my teeth before I came into work yesterday. Have you ever had an issue like this in your home?
No, I thought I had an issue one time, and I had them out, and they like put a camera down my sewer line, and they inspected it and said it was fine, and we found out it was a different issue that had nothing to do with that.
Oh.
But it was pretty interesting. I watched the guy do it, and you see this camera going down your sewer line. He's explaining, this is what this is, and now I'm turning the corner, and this is the city part, and all this different stuff. So it was pretty interesting. But thankfully, there was no issues with it.
Yeah, I don't really want to know what's down there, although Mark did say that the guys said they pulled out a couple of bottles of, like, 40-year-old scotch. Like empty bottles of liquor from like 40 years ago. We've only owned the house for a few years, so definitely wasn't us. And then he told me this. He said they pulled out a jar of Vicks VapoRub. And apparently the guys who were working from the city opened it up, and they told him that it still smelled like Vicks VapoRub. I was super grossed out by that. Like, what are you doing opening the Vicks VapoRub that's been in the sewer line for God knows how many years? So that was crazy. So I don't know what else they found. They didn't share with the group, but I'm sure many of you out there have had your woes about sewage lines. I should actually have you vent. I'm going to open up the text line now, 651. You know what, David? I never know what the text line is. I'll have to get in there. David, hit me with 651-461-9226. 651-461-9226. Yeah, and people are texting me already. Hey, Joran, most cities, the property owner is responsible from the home to the street. Otherwise, the city's responsible for the main line on the street. Yeah, it was us. We did it, and they're going to assess it, and we're paying for it. So, fun day. Over here at the Green Grossfield house. But I am glad it's done. And it gave Mark a good project because, you know, our basement isn't finished. So Mark got to clean out the basement a little bit yesterday. So that was fun, Dave. That's about it. Okay, coming up next, we are going to check in with Todd Walker because he is having a whole lot more fun than dealing with my sewer issues. He is out partying in St. Paul for St. Patrick's Day. Todd Walker, next.
Yep, there they are, Jordana.
We don't even need music to come back into the radio segment because we are live on Facebook and Twitter and on the radio. And Todd Walker is celebrating St. Patty's Day in style. You're hearing the bagpipes behind him. Todd, where are you?
Well, I'm going to do my best to hear you here, Jordana. But yeah, talk about timing. The bagpipers just showed up. So they're marching to, I'm at JR Maxx on 7th Street. And I'll show you a little bit of the food here, too. This is corned beef and cabbage. We've got corned beef and cabbage, which is delicious. And we have a traditional Reuben sandwich. So it is St. Patrick's Day through and through. It feels very post-pandemic. The streets of St. Paul are absolutely packed. I'm even indulging in a green beer, my friend. And the celebration continues, downtown St. Paul and all up and down 7th Street.
Have you been out all day bar hopping, or is this your first spot?
Well, I have not been bar hopping, Jordana. I knew we had the show to do, and I am a little bit more responsible than that. But I tried to find a place on 7th Street to go to, and seriously, every place is packed to the, it's packed to the brim. I went to Patrick McGovern's. There's lines all the way out the door to try to get in. I went to Eagle Street. Lines all the way out the door. The St. Paul Hotel is serving corned beef and cabbage. And the excitement continues. There's a big event happening at CHS Field where people can go down there and they can celebrate this afternoon. And, of course, once you're done here, you can go to Minneapolis and take part in the Minneapolis parade as well.
There's so many things. And I just wanted to hit a couple of highlights for our listeners that are counting on you to share their favorite fish fries. Is there a fish fry where you are tonight?
Oh, yes. Yes. Well, the one that I'm going to suggest tonight is one of our listeners. His name is Patty. He actually listens to the show. And he owns Dark Horse, which is downtown St. Paul. And he said, you better talk about my fish fry. We've got some wonderful, loyal listeners that are really into this whole fish fry deal. So the fish fry at Dark Horse, I've actually had it. It is absolutely amazing because they have something called a bang bang sauce that they use. It's $20. It's available all throughout Lent. And you can go down there and order the wonderful fish fry and say hi to Patty at Dark Horse. And he said, we've got to talk about the fish fry. So we have been flooded with them. I'm going to try to do as many as I can each and every week. But this is a special week because of the celebration of St. Patrick's Day. But head to Dark Horse. And if you want to find more of them, you go to mspmagazine.com/fishfry. And there's a whole listing. And they're also doing a March Madness where you can pick your favorite fish fry.
I love it. I love it. Now, I know I'm just looking at the list of things to do for St. Patty's Day, the 54th annual Minneapolis St. Patrick's Day Parade. You just mentioned it. It's on 40th Avenue Northeast in Van Buren Street. It starts at 6 o'clock. And then there's a party to follow at Mearson Hall in Columbia Heights.
Correct. Yeah. So it's kind of fun that everything, so many things happen here in St. Paul all day long today and at the bars and restaurants up and down 7th Street. And then the parade started in the park at Mears Bryce Park and then went down to Mears Park and to CHS Field for all the excitement there. So you can start here, head over there. The excitement still continues in St. Paul. And the Landmark Center is doing traditional like Irish dancing and Irish oats. People are handing me shots of whiskey here, Irish whiskey. I think we'll hold off on that for just a moment, especially since we're doing Facebook Live. But yes, there's so much going on. And I do have to say, it's been just great to see so many people out, so many people, celebrating. It feels very post-pandemic, and the excitement is heightened. I've done this many, many years for Fox and, of course, for the WCCO audience. And this year definitely has a heightened fevered pitch.
Yeah, well, honestly, I'm thrilled to see you out. I don't get out that much these days, but it just looks like a party there. And at least I feel like I can be at a party with you. So that looks super fun. And I will drink something green later.
If you want, I know we're coming to the end of this segment. I'm happy to walk with you so we can even actually hear some great music from the bagpipers. And here's all the people here celebrating at JR Maxx. And you want to see the bagpipers? I'll take you outside here.
You're on, where are you on? 7th Street at J.R. Maxx?
People want to join you. St. Paul, J.R. Maxx. And this is going to be loud, my friends. So get ready for this. But you're going to hear bagpipe music, traditional bagpipe music. I'm right behind them here. So you can see the bagpipers, Jordana?
This is great.
They're all right here, playing. And, yep, music is loud. We've got Irish dancers. And we've got what looks like almost 30, 40 different bagpipers performing behind me here. So, yes, it's definitely a full crowd. I'll try to sneak in here one more time. We've got a ton of people with their cameras and all.
And waving to everybody there at J.R. Maxx. And Todd, you go and have fun. I will post everything on our Facebook and Twitter, on our social. But this was really fun. Thank you for giving us this St. Patty's tour. I feel like I'm partying with you.
Of course. All right. You guys have a safe and wonderful St. Patrick's Day holiday. And take an Uber or take a taxi. But yes, for sure. It's busy.
For sure.
All right. Cheers. We'll see you next week.
Be safe, my friend. Be well. And happy St. Patty's Day to everybody. There's so much to do. And we all need St. Patty's Day right now. The world is a hard place right now. We need a celebration. We need some camaraderie. We need some friendship. We need to be together and make a toast to life or to whatever you're toasting right now. St. Patty, whatever you'd like to toast. So that was super fun. And once again, I will post Todd's list on the WCCO Facebook and Twitter. So you can, and the Paul and Jordana Facebook page. So you can check out all of that. I wish you an amazing St. Patrick's Day. Very special celebrity guest, Dave Lee, is up next.
What an exciting day. As if St. Patty's Day wasn't good enough, I just want to share that we are so excited for living legend, friend, colleague, all-around great guy, Dave Lee, has been announced that he will be inducted into the Minnesota Broadcasting Hall of Fame. And Dave, I'm so glad that you took time.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. You know, one of the perks about having four kids that you know about is actually getting a direct line to the big man up north. Mm-hmm. And this year, he wants you to know the best gift that you can give someone is the gift of Mint Mobile's unlimited wireless for $15 a month. Now, you don't even need to wrap it. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
To take our call today, thank you.
Well, are you kidding me? Thank you. And I'm glad you're doing so great.
Oh, you are, first of all, hearing your voice is like a, you're like a salve. You're like a bomb. You're that Dave Lee voice. I miss you so much.
Yeah, whiskey and cigarettes.
But before we get to the Broadcasting Hall of Fame, is it my understanding you are currently calling women's basketball games?
Yeah, we're doing the TV broadcast. So we're just between games and be back on here in about an hour or so.
So no rest for you, my friend. So much for this thing called retirement, huh?
Well, it's kind of cool because, you know, it's the 50th year of Title IX, as you know, your former Syracuse days. And and my mom was a teacher and a elementary principal. And her big thing for many years, and taught in a one-room schoolhouse, you know, might have been one of the last to do that. But she was always concerned about the chances and opportunities for women. And And that, and when Title IX happened, you know, nobody could have been happier or more excited. And, you know, and I think about the opportunities that, that she didn't have or my sister didn't have. And it's really a cool day. So to be over here doing the girls' basketball tournament again is pretty neat.
It's a super cool day, and thank you for doing that. I'll listen for your voice. I'll have to look for the rebroadcast because obviously kind of busy right now, being on the air and all. But you know,
I understand that.
My son said to me yesterday, you know, my kids go to public school here in the Twin Cities, and he said, "Mom, can I get out of school and go watch our girls' basketball? They were playing at the U," and I'm like, "Hell yeah." So I was like, "Do I need to write you a pass or whatever?" He goes, "No." And they were like, to see them get so excited about women's basketball, like I was really felling. Yeah. I thought this is so, and they were supporting their friends and teammates. And I just thought it was terrific. And like you said, 50th anniversary of Title IX, and things have really, we've come so far.
Yeah, it's very cool. And the irony is that we have the Final Four, women's Final Four here this year too. So it's pretty neat.
In April. In April, and we're thrilled about that. So congratulations on this Broadcasting Hall of Fame. I think it took them way too long, but what does this mean for you, Dave? Is it just a ceremony and a pat on the back? I mean, this is exciting.
Well, I hope my golfing partners give me an extra two strokes or something like that now that, you know, that... Well, no, I'm flattered, and I'm humbled, and I'm surprised, frankly. I guess I never had thought about it, and you just do what you do, and you work hard, I'm thrilled and honored, and the fact that they would consider me, and you know, I mean, we all do this because we love it, and it's fun, and when you start out as an 18-year-old kid and get a job at a radio station and start playing 9-hour country music shifts, little do you think that someday you might be in the Hall of Fame. But it's been a fun ride, an interesting journey. It would make an interesting book, or so inclined to write about the experiences through my life. But anyway, I'm thrilled. I'm flabbergasted. I'm surprised. So I just found out through messages here while I was doing the broadcast today. Oh. So very cool. And thank you so much for even thinking of me to call me like that. Oh.
Well, gosh, I hope the book is already in the works. I hope you're jotting down notes.
No,
I will be reading. I will be reading that. But you're in great company. Dan Barrero, Kathy Werzer, Freddie Bell. You have a fascinating and successful class that you will be inducted with. And we will all be there on your induction ceremony coming next September, cheering you on, my friend.
Well, I really appreciate the support. I'm just so happy that you're on the air and you're healthy and you're feeling so good and things are going great. And I think about a few months back and we'd send messages to one another, and I'm just thrilled for where you're at. That's really exciting to me. And I want to thank everybody involved with the broadcast Hall of Fame too. That I'm very overwhelmed, very excited. And as my dad would probably tell me, yeah, that's fine. I'll get back to work.
Well, anyway, we love you and we're excited for you. But yes, we know you have to get back to work because those basketball games are not going to call themselves. So thank you for the time, Dave. And we'll be in touch. I will continue to send you unsolicited texts, my friend.
No, I appreciate it, George. It's always good to hear your voice. And thanks again. I'm really thrilled that you would take the time to call, and thrilled that they would even consider me. So
we love you. We love you. He's our
love
guy. Thanks, Dave. Have a great rest of your day. Appreciate it.
Yeah, thank you. See ya.
You got it. Oh, I just love hearing his voice. And he's so humble. And he really is that guy. He's super humble. But if Dave Lee's not getting into the Hall of Fame, who is, my friends? They should shut down that Hall of Fame then, because, you know, he's the king. So I'm so happy to hear his voice. That makes me thrilled. But I have to interrupt because I'm getting an Amber Alert, as you are too on your phone. Friend, there's some breaking news. Amber Alert today, as of just a few moments ago, in Pope City, 2-year-old Robert Ramirez has been abducted. We are seeing this Amber Alert. That's the only information I have. David, is there more information? Here we go. Ramirez is 3 feet tall, 28 pounds. He is 2 years old, brown hair, brown eyes. He was last seen wearing a long sleeve red T-shirt and black sweatpants with green stripes. Again, this is in Pope County. The sheriff's office is requesting the public's assistance locating a Robert Ramirez. He's only 2, just 3 feet tall, 28 pounds, brown hair, brown eyes, wearing a long sleeve red T-shirt, black sweatpants with green stripes. This is horrible. I always hate reporting on this, but thank God we have Amber Alerts. We are all aware. So anybody in the area of Pope County, just anywhere, a young boy, 2 years old, Robert Ramirez, has been abducted, and there is an Amber Alert. We will be keeping you posted on all of that as soon as we hear more and can give you an update. Let's take a quick break. When we return, Mike Max on CCO.
Russell off the Towns, left side of the floor. He's beyond the arc against Wenyen Gabriel. Baseline drive. Defense surrounds him. Cat spins out of that, breaks a double team, and his jump hook drops in silky smooth. There's your triple team. Cat just broke it.
Boy, it's been fun to watch the Timberwolves these days. Mike Max is joining us to talk a little sports. That was fun, the win over the Lakers last night. Uh-oh, did I lose him?
Ooh, you can hear him open the door of the closet over there.
He just walked in.
He's about to sit down.
Yeah. Here we go. Pulling up the mic.
I hear the headset.
Hello?
Oh there he is.
What, are we early again?
Can you believe it? I am a little early today. Hi, Mikey.
Hey. Dave says 4:50. I thought he meant 4:50.
Well, you know why I'm early? Is because I just got off the phone with Dave Lee, and he had to get back to calling women's basketball. Isn't that fun?
Have you been in touch with them? I was at the girls' tournament today, and in between games, I sat with he and Liam Bergen Olsen, and we sat and talked for quite a long time. Dave's got a little beard going. He's very tan, coming back from Florida. Mm-hmm. He looks very healthy, seems very happy. Said that it's wonderful when people send you emails and you don't have to return them for anything.
Amen, brother. Yeah. You know what also he told me? Because we called him because, you know, they announced that he's being inducted into the Hall of Fame.
I didn't even know that.
Well, that was just the announcement today. Isn't that fun?
I didn't even know. I hope you know. I would have said congratulations, Dave, but I didn't know it.
He might not have known until after you had gone.
Really?
So it's kind of breaking news.
Oh, wow.
That's what he said, that he was finding out. But he said, you know, if Maxie was in, then I would decline. But, you know, as long as...
Heard that one before.
I'm kidding, my friend. So, wait, talk to me about what's going on over there at those games. How fun is that?
It really is fun because they've got the pavilion, which is... they have games going on at the pavilion in Williams Arena, so you can just walk back and forth. You know, all the state tournament games are being played right there kind of under one roof, the championship rounds. And so I was able to go back and forth. And I watched the game Mankato East and Becker had them beat bad, and Mankato East came back and tied it, and then Becker won it. This Rose girl hit a three-pointer in the last minute, and then Totino Grace looked really good against a good Como Park team. And and so they move on to play in the championship, and then, you know, next to it was Mayor Lutheran was playing, and Cass Lake.
So fun.
Yeah, Lisa Lissamore is retiring after this year's Minnesota State High School League, so I sat with her for a while, and her son happens to be playing for Eastridge, and they play Creighton tonight in the boys' basketball tournament to go to state. So she's nervous and walking on pins and needles and eggshells because she's got to go out to this game, and that's what makes it all so much fun.
And the kids are loving it. My son's going to watch women's basketball. It's great. We need this because the world is burning, Mikey.
Everything is falling apart. And this is, you know, when you think about it, I was talking to Lisa about this. She's retiring after 34 years of the high school league. Toughest day, she said, easy. 2 years ago, where I had to walk in and tell those girls that the state tournament was being called off in the middle of it because of COVID. And she said, that's not even close. And I thought, you know, right where we were standing almost. And I thought, that's as tough. That's as tough as it gets. They showed up in their buses, and the decision was made, and, you know, in conference with the CDC, Minnesota Department of Health, whatever it was. But that was just two short years ago that happened. And I remember, you know, Eden Prairie had one of the great boys basketball teams, and they never got to play in the state tournament. I mean, all kinds of things happened for the girls and boys tournament. Paige Beckers would have played her final game, probably would have won the state championship. You know, she didn't get to go out. I mean, as we were reviewing that today, you just realize how tough that was and how good it is today to be able to watch people just play.
That's right. I mean, you forget about the bad times, yep. You know, get amnesia, but it is so valuable, and we're so grateful that we're there today, and we can really hold on to that feeling today. Yep. So thank you for sharing a little bit of that. Yep. Thank you. So, yeah. It was fun to hear the Twins on WCCU Radio. Well,
except for the game, it was fun, right?
except for the score, right?
But who cares? So three days into spring training, they play a game. Let them play. Okay. They got behind. They got killed there in late innings. They get a bunch of runs, etc. But they were on the field. They were playing. They're getting their lineup in there, getting at bats. And it sounded like Corey and Dan were having fun. Yep. And they were having fun with each other, giving each other the needle. And you go, this is kind of nice. Baseball's back.
Baseball is back. Turning on CCO here in the Twins. It was a good day. It was for sure a good day. Yeah. What are you doing for St. Patty's Day? You doing a little celebrating?
No. Well, I'm not Irish, but it's funny because the student sessions at those girls' tournaments would wear green, and instead of their school colors, it was kind of funny to see out there. And of course, you see, I wasn't in St. Paul. I never got that far east, but obviously the big parade and whatnot there, and it's such a nice day. But I will be doing the show tonight, and then I'll be on TV very late tonight because the NCAA tournament is on our air. So it's, until the games conclude, we don't go on with our news. So I'll do the radio show. We got a good show planned for you, and then we'll do the TV stuff. So lots of stuff ahead.
Anything on the show that we didn't talk about yet today you don't want to promote?
What did we, what are we going to have on tonight? I'm going to have...
I had a lot already today, but...
Rich Melzer, mm-hmm. who played for the San Antonio Spurs. I ran into the game last night. He was running the YMCA on Broadway on Minneapolis North, and now he's taking a job. How about this? I mean, this is a guy that I just admire. Now he's taking a job, I forget the name of it, but it's not that far from where I work here, for the homeless teenagers in Minneapolis. This is where they go to get help. And it gets really real quick, Jordana. You're talking about getting them food, clothing, getting tested for STDs, everything under one roof. You know, the stuff that you don't even want to think about and talk about, that's what they got to deal with there. So we're going to visit with him about that. Augsburg's in the state hockey, or it was advanced in the Division III hockey tournament. We'll visit with Coach May. Tom Chorsky's going to join us to talk about the Minnesota Wild. Ron Larson, Anoka Rams, he just got his 700th win. We'll talk basketball with him. All kinds of fun stuff.
You are very busy, and thank you for taking the time today. Appreciate it. Try and enjoy the St. Paddy's Day, but we'll be listening and we'll be watching tonight after basketball.
Thanks, Jordana. Good to talk to you.
You're the best. Thank you, my friend. Yeah, we packed a lot. We started late because, you know, the Twins game ran a little bit long, but we packed a lot into this day. If you missed anything, I have tweeted out many of the segments. You can find that at Jordana WCCO. I will also be posting the podcast of Joe Lindsley at my Instagram, at Jordana Verde. You can take a listen to that because we spoke with him in Ukraine. He is doing okay, and I was just communicating with him during the break on Instagram. He's doing okay, so we shared a heartfelt interview with us, so I definitely urge you to take a look at that. And something near and dear to my heart, the Abby Honnold Law is now federal law. This is about trauma training for first responders when it comes to sexual violence. We will talk with a survivor next after the news.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second, and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience. And it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.